We're joined now by Charlie Herman. He's the Takeaways and WNYC's economics editor. And Charlie, what is your word for the week?
I'm looking at tea leaves. The idea that for the Federal Reserve meeting, people are going to be looking at the tea leaves of the statement.
It's funny because I said tarot cards.
Exactly. People trying to interpret the future in a way based on these indicators
over here.
And Fernando Pizarro also joins us, Washington correspondent for Univision. And Fernando, I hear that your word is stuck.
Yeah, my word is stuck, Celeste. How are you? Good morning. Stuck in D.C., that's the problem for the House of Representatives, that they're going to have to come back here and vote. So it's going to be a tough week for them because, as you know, the Senate and the House both went on recess last Friday, but I guess they're going to have to come back.
Well, let's first go to Charlie to talk about an economy that seems to be stuck, although there is this sort of looming specter of deflation. First, let's remind everyone what deflation actually is technically, and are we headed there?
Well, deflation is when prices are falling, and of course, that's not a good thing. It may seem like a good thing that products and homes may be worth less, and maybe they're more affordable. But what happens is as companies see their profits begin to disappear, they basically could start laying off people because they don't have as much money on hand. If you lay off people, that pushes unemployment up. The unemployment goes up. People stop spending. Or if you see that prices are dropping, you might hold off on buying something, hoping to get a better price. And so people stop spending. Companies don't have the profits. They lay people off. You get in this vicious cycle that's very hard to stop. And there's a lot of worries that this could happen. So this is one of these tea leaves moments where Friday we get inflation figures. A lot of people trying to pay attention to what's going there. Is it a risk? A lot of people now are talking about this. So it's out there. It's something that the markets are worried about. And that's the big concern, sometimes just talking about it.
Well, let's talk about a group of people who are definitely thinking about it. And that's the Open Market Committee at the Fed. When we talk about inflation, that's something obviously the Fed is very concerned about.
It's one of their goals. It's price stability. They try
so,
and keep prices in a nice little range where they increase in price a little bit, but not too much, but they definitely don't fall.
Right. But they're meeting tomorrow and they're going to be talking about whether or not to change interest rates. Do we expect them to do so?
We don't expect them to change interest rates. The talk is, are they going to come up with new programs to try and help the economy, try and provide some more stimulus like they did 2 years ago? They launched a program where they bought all these mortgage bonds and treasury bonds, and that pushed interest rates down. They've stopped that program.
Didn't help the housing industry,
though. Well, I mean, it did help the housing industry in the sense that interest rates are down at record lows, and there was a huge wave of refinancing, but it's not enough. And so the question is, do they get back into the market and try it again? It may not be that big of a statement or a lot of money, but it may send a statement to the markets that, look, the Fed is still very involved. Clearly they are, but we're trying to do even more to get the economy going.
All right. Well, Fernando, let's go back to your word of stuck. It's not just the economy that's stuck, but you're talking about our legislators as well. The Senate passed a test vote on this $26 billion spending bill on Wednesday. It's designed to help states and school districts avoid some of those massive layoffs that have been predicted. The House, though, is in the middle of their summer recess. They are not expected to be back until September. Here's what Senator Harry Reid told Todd Zwillick last week about this.
I think that it's going to be very difficult for the House to be away from Washington for 5 weeks while we have this legislation needing their stamp of approval.
It appears that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agrees with him. She's called members back from recess to vote on this. Do you imagine the House is going to vote in favor?
I think yes. I think they have the votes at this point. It was passed in the Senate with all the Democrats voting in favor plus two Republicans. The House's votes, but has the votes. But the problem for many Democrats right now is that this is seen as more spending. Basically, it's $26 billion to help states pay for schools and Medicaid and basically just fix their budgets. But we'll see what happens. But I think they do have the votes. But a lot of Democrats are really concerned on how this looks with their voters now that they're in recess and trying to get reelected when it comes to it's seen as more and more spending. But this is important because just last month, the July unemployment report says that 48,000 jobs were cut by state and local governments. And this year, you could lose up to 169,000 jobs by state and local governments. So this is a very important bill for the Democrats, and I think they do have the votes to pass it.
Well, let's talk about another thing being considered in Washington. The Senate passed a $600 million border security bill last week. That money is going to be used for 1,500 new border troops, unmanned drones, and military bases. cases along the border with Mexico. The House could vote on it this week when they come back from their recess, as Nancy Pelosi is forcing them to do. The Democrats are getting a lot of flack for this bill from immigration advocates. What is their defense?
This is a much tougher bill to pass. It's not that urgent, even though it's a lot less money. It's $600 million. But they're getting flack from immigrant reform advocates, people who want comprehensive immigration reform, saying, oh, you're playing to the Republicans' game, just wanting enforcement and enforcement. The funny thing is how this is paid. This wouldn't add to the deficit. This would be paid by doubling the fee for H-1B visas to companies that use them for more than half of their workforce. So this is an interesting bill that would supposedly wouldn't add to the deficit.
Okay, that is Fernando Pizarro. He's a Washington correspondent for Univision. He joins us from D.C. And, of course, Charlie Herman, our very own economics editor and economics editor for WNYC Radio, joined us for the agenda. That's the agenda for the week. Stuck.
Tea leaves. Stuck in the tea leaves.
Tea leaves stuck.
Stuck reading the tea leaves.
That's right.
They can get stuck in your teeth sometimes.